When Lake was gone, DeVille entered the bunker. It was time for the daily briefing on the Lake mess. The five letters Klockner and his group intercepted from Trevor had been thoroughly researched. Two had been written by Yarber as Percy, the other three by Beach as Ricky. The letters were basically the same. Percy and Ricky were troubled young men in rehab, trying desperately to pull their lives together. Both talented and still able to dream big dreams, but in need of moral and physical support from new friends. They were proud of their tans and their muscles, and seemed anxious to show their new, hardened bodies to their pen pals. Only one letter asked for money. Ricky wanted a loan of $1,000 from a correspondent named Peter in Spokane, Washington. He said the money was needed to cover some expenses his uncle was refusing to pay. Teddy had read the letters more than once. The request for money was important, because it began to shed light on the brethren's little game. Perhaps it was just a two-bit enterprise someone taught them. But the size of the stakes was not the issue. It was a flesh game. Thinner waists and bronze skin and firm biceps. And their candidate was in the middle of it.